You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Senator Mike Kowal, who is a Republican from White Lake, Michigan, also chair of the State Economic Development Committee. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. Boy, it's been a busy couple of days, a busy couple of weeks, actually, at the Capitol. Wanted to talk to you tonight about the unemployment benefits. They were extended last night to include for another 20 weeks. Some folks aren't real happy about that from the other side of it. But let's start with the vote that came down yesterday and the decisions made and why you think they're good ones.
Well, you know, the plan is to extend unemployment benefits retroactively to 150,000 long-term unemployed individuals. These are people whose their benefits ran out at the end of the year. And we're going to go back and give them an additional 20 weeks of unemployment.
Well, which does sound like a good thing. Now, the folks who don't like this say that it should have been at least 26 weeks, like several other states.
Well, you know, the state unemployment system right now is bankrupt. I mean, it's not going to go bankrupt. It's not looking bleak. It's bankrupt, and we have to be very, very careful. What we're doing here moving forward. There's a $3.9 billion in debt that's been amassed now that has to be paid back by Michigan's businesses, and most of it is small businesses. You know, what people don't understand is that our unemployment insurance, and that's what this is, it's an insurance policy that we're mandated to pay by the federal and state government, is like a revolving fund that has to be paid back by the companies.
So this, I mean, businesses are relieved with this, I would assume.
Well, they're relieved to a certain degree. We had to go and talk to all the stakeholders, like, you know, Chamber of Commerce and all the other, you know, NFIB and all the other groups, and to get their buy-in, and it was a lot of work.
Now, these benefits, just to clarify for folks, I mean, it's been in the news a lot, but some of these issues get kind of complex. The extended their benefits from the federal program.
Right.
And as you said, the benefits were going to expire for about 35,000 Michigan residents in April and the other 150,000 by year end.
Correct. But what you have to understand, too, anybody that's on unemployment now, or whose unemployment benefits that just ran out, these people are not affected by this. They're going to get the extra 20 weeks.
And the going forward, it was reduced to 20 weeks for the folks getting on it in 2012, if
correct.
I'm correct.
That is correct. If anybody that's going on it in 2012, that it will be shortened up by a few weeks. But there's still, which you know, we're still, as opposed to 99 weeks, it'll be like 96 weeks.
Okay. Well,
that's a long time. I mean, really.
It is a very long time. It's a very long time. One of the big issues that you had with this, if some of the reading that I did on this is correct, is cracking down on fraud and making sure that the people who do really need this, and there are people who do, making sure that they really do need it.
Right. And this is one of the things that we dealt with the stakeholders groups. You know, the Auditor General released a report citing overpayments and uncollected penalties and that were literally into the millions of dollars. And there was millions of unemployment benefits paid to illegal aliens here in Michigan. And that's totally uncalled for because, first off, you know, I mean, the key word is illegal. They're not supposed to be here in the first place. And why are they collecting unemployment? And they're literally abusing the system and taking it away from our citizens here in the state that rightfully have this coming. There's not one person in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, and that's Republican and Democrat, that want to take anything away from people that really truly have it due to them.
And when we're in such dire straits with the budget in the state of Michigan, the very idea that millions are going where they don't need to go is offensive.
It is offensive, and you know, we're stepping up, and we're taking these measures to make sure that this doesn't take place in the future. The ultimate goal is to get everybody that wants to go to work back to work.
Now, what were some of the measures of dealing with fraud that were amended into this?
Oh, it's a lot of reporting mechanisms.
Okay.
It was given the Attorney General the ability to go in there and enforce it. So there's a lot of those type of things that are being worked on right now.
And for Michigan businesses, this, as I mentioned earlier, you're looking at this to cut costs for Michigan businesses who are also struggling. I mean, they're trying to keep their doors open as well.
You know, what people don't understand is that when you own a business, you have to pay on yourself the unemployment taxes or the insurance. And you technically are not allowed to collect it. But yet, because you work for the company, you have to pay it. But because you're the owner of the company, you can't collect it. And that's rather unfair. But, you know, those of us that have been in business over the years, and my family's been in the cabinet millwork business, and I won't mention the name because I'm not going to do any free advertising on your radio.
I actually don't mind.
<It's okay. laughs> But it's Accurate Woodworking in Waterford Township.
See, I'm happy to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we've been in business for over 57 years, and have employed a lot of people, and we don't mind doing that. And most owners don't mind doing that. But at the same time, you know, what's fair is fair. We want everything to go into the right place, and and to the people that rightly deserve to have it coming.
Well, I'm thinking from either side of the aisle, cutting fraud out of the mix will be a huge something we can all applaud. And as a taxpayer like you are, I can appreciate that as well. For the businesses, again, who are involved in this and have to be involved in this, this really does represent a real cost-saving reform in your mind, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. We haven't really determined a number. I've heard a lot of numbers batted around, everything from, you know, 700,000 up to, you know, a few million. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know. But, you know, there was that old saying years ago, a million here, a million there. Pretty soon it all adds up.
Pretty soon we're talking real money.
Yeah, pretty soon you're talking real money. That's right.
Well, I know there was a deadline to get this done and make it happen, and the deadline was reached. And we'll watch how it plays out. But I think some of these reforms just have to happen.
Well, they have to happen. And had we done nothing, all these people that were losing their unemployment or that are on unemployment would have received nothing. And this was the deal that was struck, that we could go out and bring this money into the state, and it's federal dollars. And the weird thing about it is that had we taken it, the state has to pay part of it back. If we didn't take it, we'd still have to pay.
Well, and you reached a kind of a compromise, I mean, you know, in terms of weeks.
Yes, we did. We did reach a compromise, and I guess politics is the art of compromise.
Well, there you go. Senator, I appreciate your time tonight. It's difficult to wade through some of these issues sometimes, so the more information our listeners get, the better off we are. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to give you our point of view, Cheryl.
Well, always, and I will be calling again. Thank you so much.
Oh, please do.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Senator Mike Kowal, who is a Republican from White Lake and chair of the State Economic Development Committee. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.